obviously disappointed with the result. Effort-wise, I couldn't ask anything more from the players. To be honest, and, you know, once again, it's a 1-0 defeat, and it's a deflected shot. You know, I think, to be honest, I thought we dominated the game for large patches, and their keepers made probably the... In the first minutes, made a great save, and then he's made another great save against John Akindi, and Jamie Stevens hasn't had a load to do in that game.
It's fine margins, like you're mentioning. You had great chances in the first half. John Akindi's one stands out in particular. How damaging is it not taking those chances?
Yeah, well, we need to be ruthless in both boxes. And the goal against today was unfortunate. I've not looked at it back, but I know it's a wayward shot and it's deflection, and obviously Jamie can't do anything with that at all. But I thought we were in the game the whole time, to be honest. I thought, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, we was in it. And like I say, obviously there was a few moments where we probably lacked sometimes a little bit of quality, but, you know, overall, there was nothing in the two teams.
Does it feel like when the luck isn't going with you, it really is against you at the moment? Nothing
going
your way?
Yeah, it does a little bit, yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah, because I think anyone, you know, listen, we were in that game, there's no doubt about that all the time, and even right to the last seconds we thought we were going to get something, but it wasn't to be.
I'm sure you heard the reaction from the supporters after the game, obviously not happy with the result. I'm sure you share the same opinion as them, but what is your message towards the supporters at this moment?
Yeah, listen, if supporters are critical, listen, it's because they want their clubs to do well. But you know, right throughout the game, they got behind the team. Right to the death, they got behind the team. If they're not happy with the result at the end of it, then, you know, that's understandable.
Let's talk about the team selection today. The past few games have seen you play with three centre backs and two wing backs in defence. Today, back to a flat back four. What was the thinking behind that?
I didn't play that system in the last game. I played the same as today.
Okay, fair enough. My mistake. But from Naisha Moten called to the bench, is that because Shane Kodjo-Corral's out for the rest of the season?
Yeah, he's been looking really bright. And like I say, I wanted to come here. I wanted to make sure we stayed in the game for as long as we could with this one today, which we did. And I just thought when we were really going to go for it, regardless of scoreline at the end, it was always in my plans to bring him on. And because he's a bit of a maverick, and things can happen when he gets on the pitch.
Obviously, this game means a lot to the supporters, as does next week's game against Luton. Chance to rectify things at home as well. Hopefully, things are going a better way.
Yes, hope so. Well, I can't ask for anything more from the players in terms of effort. There was little moments when I think, yeah, possibly we could do better. But in terms of effort, you know, that was, you know, well, you could see, everybody could see that, you know, throughout the. I'm sure everyone who watched the game could see that. And they went right to the end, but unfortunately, we couldn't get something out of the game.
Are the players sitting on the bench in the final third maybe could produce more quality than in the final third than what we saw today and in other games before? Are there players on the bench that you can turn to?
Yeah, I think, yeah. We got people coming back from fitness as well. So, listen, you're looking at different games and whoever comes off the bench. But I thought the lads who came off today, Justin always has an effect as well. For me, was the first time I've ended up putting him on. But towards the end of games, yeah, I think you can certainly throw some attacking flair on.